As I've done in the past few Mondays on the KMMO Ag Report, today I once again feature Dr. Tom Bloomhorst with his explanation of how important FFA has been in his life. On this Ag Report, Tom recites a portion of his modified version of the FFA creed and explains as he goes the meaning and value of each section.
Let me give you my modified version of the FFA creed. It goes like this: I believe in the future of agriculture, but also believe in the future of America. That's my add-on. With a faith born not of words, but of deeds, achievements won by present and past generations. That simply means, and I've learned this over the course of my life, that what you say has no value. Your words are meaningless unless they are backed up with some sort of behaviors and positive action steps that say you're going to do what you say you're going to do. In all my life, I've watched people say things out loud, their wishes, their wants, their desires, and their dreams. Facebook comes along and people post it on social media, the same thing, their wishes and their wants and their desires. What I've learned is that people will listen to you, they will hear you, they will read your stuff, but if they don't see you actually doing anything to make your words come to pass, they will absolutely quit listening to you. And if you keep it up, they will think you're a whiner and a fraud, and you'll absolutely have no credibility for the rest of your life. So this was valuable to me in this paragraph for that reason. The second paragraph is, I believe that to live and work on a good farm or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits is pleasant as well as challenging. After high school and college, I've lived lots of life in apartments and trailer courts and small houses, big houses, and for the last 6 years, I've lived on 23 acres, and I have returned to my roots, and I'm just happier than I've ever been. So once this farm life gets in your blood, it's hard to not want to have a life where you're managing property. So I'm living the dream right now, and this paragraph guided me there. Third paragraph is, I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. This is a challenging paragraph because leadership requires great courage, and leaders do not always get the respect of their peers, usually due to petty jealousy. But every culture, every community, every team, every town, every county, every state needs leaders and helpers. And everybody has some ability to be a leader and some ability to be a helper. The important thing is, whatever grouping of people that you're involved in, do not be the negative person that drags it down. Be the positive person that enhances the culture that you're in. In this paragraph is also, I believe, then my ability to work efficiently and to think clearly. It's a powerful sentence, but it's only words unless you put that sentence into action. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and to think clearly.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Tom. We'll have more from Dr. Tom Bloomhorst on next Monday's Ag Report on KMMO. And with today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.